sometimes devotees get worried that, well, somehow I'm going to miss out on something, or I'm not getting the full benefit. Maybe I should go to Radhakund and sit there and meditate, or something like that. But taking this verse as a pramana, and how the residents of Vrindavan, they were intimately connected with Krishna, and even though they're doing the ordinary activities, because of their constant connection with Krishna, so they were given the highest benediction. That it explains in so many different literatures of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya is directly an extension of his own pastimes. Because his coming on earth and displaying those pastimes gains its real significance when the Sankirtan movement is spread to every town and village. Like Lord Chaitanya predicted, Prativite Ache Jatanagaradi Gram Sarvatra Pacharite Hoibe Mornam. That in every town and village, the Sankirtan movement will be spread. So engaging in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya is also not different than participating in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. It is part of his pastimes. Although we are performing in separation, because we are not able to see Lord Chaitanya right before us. So just like the residents of Vrindavan, sometimes Krishna would go out into the field with the cows, and then the gopis back in the village, they'd be feeling separation from Krishna, waiting for him to come back. So in different ways, they're also feeling separation, or Krishna when he went to Mathura, then all the residents of Vrindavan were in separation. So just like Lord Chaitanya, he may have physically gone to some other universe for spreading the Sankirtan movement, but in his bhava form, he's still present in the Sankirtan movement here. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya would appear and reveal himself to his devotees even after his physical departure from the world, or his visible departure.